You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Thursday evening, August 6, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Veraxa Biotech has advanced its VXA-222 bispecific antibody drug conjugate program into the next stage of development, leveraging its proprietary antibody engineering. The company recently expanded its patent portfolio, including biotech-related filings, supporting its next-generation antibody technologies. With over 50 granted patents across 26 families in 14 countries, Veraxa continues to build a diversified oncology pipeline targeting difficult-to-treat cancers.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. expands patent portfolio, advances Texitron fusion development. American Fusion Inc. expands its patent portfolio with 6 new U.S. South patent applications for its Texitron fusion engine, bringing the total to 82 applications. The company is focusing on reactor architecture, plasma confinement, and electromagnetic systems to support future commercialization. Updates include progress on its Form 211 application for potential OTCQB market listing and upcoming Texitron testing at Texas Tech University for system performance refinement.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. advances Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program with third validation well. Max Power Mining Corp. advances its Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program with the drilling of the Lawson 3 well in Saskatchewan. The company successfully cased Lawson 2, confirming a large natural hydrogen with conditions and productions as the top iron stars hand up. Lawson 3, located near the original discovery well, aims to strengthen the additional iron stars in Saskatchewan. The ongoing drilling program seeks to establish the world's first large-scale commercial natural hydrogen system.
Supply squeeze, deadly storms push copper prices higher. Copper prices are on the rise due to severe winter storms in Chile disrupting mining operations, exacerbating an already tight global market. With Chile being a significant copper producer, heavy snowfall, flooding, and strong winds have halted production at major mines. Companies like Collective Mining Limited will be closely monitoring how copper prices react to these challenges.
Welcome to NewsRamp.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.